This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, a dua that every single one of us need, in dire need. So please, lend me your ears and your heart. You are on one of those highways, you know, those Highway 66, the highways that right in the middle of Vegas, you have nothing left and right, and you drive miles and miles and miles. While you are traveling in your journey, all of a sudden you see no gas. You stopped and you drive a little bit, and then you stop on the side and you see a sign, next gas station, 10 miles. So, you have to walk 10 miles and come back 10 miles in order to survive. In other words, all the doors are closed. There's nothing, nobody passes by. At that time, even the one who is the furthest from Allah Azza wa Jal comes close to Allah. No matter how far you are from Allah, at that time, you'll become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of us, unfortunately, remember Allah Azza wa Jal only during hardship. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember me at ease, I will remember you when you are in difficulty. This is exactly what happened to the people of the cave before they make this dua. The whole city is immersed in shirk. They are the only people in tawheed. They are the only people of la ilaha illallah. They found all the doors closed. Everyone is prosecuting them. The king wants to kill them. And when they were in that situation, they said, Rabbana, atina min ladunka rahma, wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. And that is the dua of tonight. They begged Allah Azza wa Jal because of the barakah of this dua. We are remembering them thousands of years after. Thousands of years after, we are still remembering them. This dua, when all the doors close, all the doors are closed. You're having huge financial problem. You tried everything, you applied, you did everything, and nothing is happening. You have so many problems with your spouse. You have a lot of issues with your health. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Wallahi, we are living in a place where the culture itself is against our beliefs and morals. We need this dua daily to be protected from all the shayateen around us. We all know that we are living in shayateen headquarters. And our children are bombarded day and night with haram. We need this dua day and night. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. What does this dua mean? Listen carefully. Because when we make dua, we have to know what it means. And obviously, these men, because they knew what it meant, look what happened to them, subhanallah. Ya Allah, we want your rahmah. We all know that without the rahmah of Allah, we cannot survive for a fraction of a second. For a fraction of a second, we cannot survive. Number one. Number two, we all know that without the rahmah of Allah, we will not be permitted to Jannah. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you, ya Rasulullah, he said, even me, until Allah shower me with his mercy. So they begged Allah, Rabbana atina. They did not say, ya Allah, give us rahmah. Rabbana atina rahmah. No. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmah. What does that mean? Allah is already rahim. Allah already have his rahmah all over his creation. They did not ask for that, because that is already given to the tiger and to the non-Muslim, to everybody, that rahmah. Ya Allah, we want a special rahmah, min ladunka, from you, because you are arham al-rahimeen, you are the rahman. We want rahmah, very particular, specific rahmah, only from you. We don't want anyone else's rahmah. We don't want any human's rahmah. We want only your rahmah. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. What does that mean? Because this word رشدا is very deep. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq. Look how much we all need it, especially myself. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make the decisions that are pleasing to you. This is exactly what that dua mean. وهيئ لنا, give us the tawfiq. Give us the tawfiq to get out from the situation that we are in. You know who needs this dua the most? Our brothers and sisters in Rafah, where all the doors are closed. The Muslims, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, everyone is exposed. Everyone is exposed. No one is helping them. From the neighbors, the enemies bombarding them day and night. People are finding excuses. Not only them making the dua for themselves, we should make the dua for them. ربنا آتهم من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لهم من أمرهم رشدا. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, we beg you, give them a special rahmah. Give them a special rahmah, because they already need it so bad. Ya Akhwan, on Tuesday, Dallas lived 0.01% of what Rafah is going through. We lost power, some for an hour, some for five, some for a day. Allahu Akbar. Did you think when was the last time a person in Rafah or Gaza drank a cold bottle of water? Just a cold bottle of water that we drink and we leave half of it on the shelf. Just a cold bottle of water. When was the last time the brother who came the other day, he said, we used to take turns in showering. 20 days, one shower. We tasted it for a fraction of a second. They are living it for 8 months or for 15 years. ربنا آتهم من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لهم من أمرك من أمرهم رشدا. آمين يا رب العالمين.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.